Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a Chicago woman was ended after being stomped on the head on a train by an 8-time felon who wanted to steal her purse. Why aren't women more outraged about stuff like this? It's probably because they're already planning on sending him letters in prison declaring their undying love for him, waiting patiently for him to be set free for the 9th time, so they can bone him. By him ending other women, he's just eliminating their competition. Moving on, Kim Kardashian reveals that she's got salmon sperm injected into her face. Does that mean she slept with Aquaman or something like that? But seriously, is this the newest thing for celebrities? Salmon facials. It's not a new experience for her, just a new species. We've talked about the dog pill recently, but now we have to get used to the fish pill. I know there was something fishy about her all along, but I wasn't exactly familiar with the black rapper named Salmon. Number 3, this guy's divorced, broken living in his car. But that's in the best interest of his children. Of course, because the mother keeps insisting that he pay for their braces and dance lessons each month. But to be fair these days, many in Gen Alpha won't feel sorry for this guy, because they too are living in their vehicles. Except they don't get screwed over by the family courts. They get screwed over by the cost of living. Up next, well, it doesn't look like a conspiracy theory anymore, but fact, as the Canadian government admits that death surged among boosted citizens. But do you agree that any government or employer who mandated the Fauci-ouchie should be liable for damages? But of course we know they won't do anything, because if you got the jibby-jab, you signed a waiver that the drug company wasn't liable for what happened to you. This report is a little misleading though, because the death rate among those unvaccinated was 8 times higher. It's only the long-term death rate that's impacted. Number 5, Jesse here is 26 years old, and says if he personally were to date a 21-year-old, he would be going to jail. Looks like this male feminist believes women that claim that older men dating much younger women are PDF files. Meanwhile, teachers say hold my algebra textbooks as they smash their students, and cougars are free to chase 20-year-old cubs. Jesse is hoping a woman will grab a schwing-schwing if he virtue signals like this. Moving on, French President Emmanuel Macron has threatened to sue Candace Owens for calling his wife transgender. He's a public figure, so he's fair game. How about he just does a simple DNA test and puts the rumors to rest, once and for all? The same goes for Michelle Obama. I honestly don't think that either of them are transgender, but Big Mike and Macaroni's wife probably get off on the fact that people talk about the possibility that they were born with wieners. After all, even negative attention is still attention. Number 7, a recent study finds that it's a turnoff for women if their partner listens to the Joe Rogan podcast. So if you go on a first date, ask your date what she thinks of Joe Rogan. And if she hates him, then you know to leave right then and there. Joe Rogan is the voice of reason, but lately I haven't been able to listen to anymore, because it's mostly repetitive content and guests. But seriously, do we really need a study for that? Up next, here's a study that needs to be revealed. In 2021, the study found that 7 out of 10 women in relationships or marriages had a man on the side for sexual affairs. Yes, the majority of women admit to having a backup plan as well, 50% of them. But many others probably don't want to admit that information on the survey, just in case they're being punked by their boyfriends. It's stuff like this that makes it important to do mandatory DNA tests of children at birth. Number 9, this Transformer is upset because they have no idea how they still get called sir when they look like this. I honestly don't think that anyone is calling this person a he in public, as they look quite passable to me. I think she just wants attention and to play the victim. I think we should go around calling biological women sir just to piss them off. The masculine and unattractive ones especially. You can just watch the joy drain from their faces when you do it. Moving on, this guy's wife bought him a love doll that looks like her, to satisfy her husband when she's not in the mood. What kind of simp do you have to be to accept this? Just look in his eyes. He looks like he's in so much pain. And look in her eyes, she looks absolutely evil. One of the three of them, the doll, looks the happiest, even though it's got a pair of saggy waggies. She probably bought him this so she could go out there and get pumped by a Chad. I hate the wired hands on those dolls. They look absolutely ridiculous. Number 11 is Sister Gaga, and she says that men love being nagged, and that women's nagging voice is how the chemicals of pair bonding are released in the male brain. She's probably talking about herself because from my experience, women are not happy unless they're making you unhappy. She says men may deny it, but we all secretly crave to be henpecked. Not me. If a woman nags me, I leave immediately. Men want peace and quiet, and if you don't, then you're not a man. You're a thirsty simp. Up next, 2025 is moving fast, and by next year, this will probably be the look-smacked couple of 2026. People will say, but Sandman, you need to stop generalizing because it's not that bad. I'm not cherry-picking because here are some actual real couples over the last few years. And if I was a betting man, I would wager that most, if not all of these women, only the women specifically, are also in open relationships with these guys. Women have let themselves go because they know a semi-attractive simp will always be there to rescue them. Number 13, and here's probably one of those same guys complaining about their unattractive girlfriend's high body counts. She told him that she had no more than 40 partners. You know, it's bad when a woman can't even remember the exact number of men that she slept with. She tells him that she loves him. Yes, just as much as she loved the last 40 guys. Her love wouldn't even fill an entire thimble. Dude needs to break up and go his own way because she will never be emotionally bonded to him. Moving on, Charlotte says she never liked Harry Potter because he's a little patriarch that resorts to magic and violence to rule. And of course he has white privilege. Enough privilege, in fact, to be living under the stairs. Maybe we should ask her to do Star Wars next. I would love to hear her analysis. She didn't even read Harry Potter, though, and is probably just making things up. But she said that she didn't read the whole thing, so at least she's not lying. But I honestly don't think she even started the book. Number 15, this woman develops a 220 IQ after drinking sperm every day for a year. She just achieved the highest score in history on a men's IQ test for women. Looks like the cure for airheads has just been discovered. There men go, fixing the world again. I guess it's true what they say that smart women swallow. Turns out that the smartest women in the world might moonlight on weekends, work in the glory holes. Then again, I think this is just a conspiracy theory to make being a slut socially acceptable. Up next, why do they do this? Here's one wayman filmed while drunk, groping a statue of the god of wine and sensuality in Italy. Technically, it's not disrespectful and she's just worshipping the god of debauchery. To most gods, this would be blasphemy, but to Bacchus, it was just an ordinary Tuesday. Unfortunately for the statue, it's been removed and is currently being treated for multiple STDs as we speak. She just did this for attention, though. Number 17, this body positivity influencer chokes on food while dining in a restaurant and dies in front of her family. At least she died doing what she loves, eating. But it's a sad story, especially considering that she was a mother. I'm all choked up. She was also probably too big for someone to get their arms around her waist to do the Heimlich maneuver. I guess the 18th pork chop won the battle. Her leg looks like a tree trunk. Moving on, this man is wealthy with a mansion and he's tall, as well as educated, and now he's looking for a single mom with 5 kids from 4 different guys to settle down with. Said no high-value man ever. But women will believe this because of films like San Andreas, where a woman gets divorced and then remarries a billionaire. He was probably thinking, where can I find a woman who will actually love me for my money? I want to be used as an ATM so badly. Number 19, you know that some of the people in California are so crazy that they believe that fire is part of nature, so they have no right to extinguish it. This couldn't be more accurate. They believed in leaving the environment natural and not burning dead logs and bushes and fire zones. They're nihilistic and want the world to burn down, it seems. You've heard of tree huggers before, and now we have fire huggers. This is also probably this woman's cat with flaming red hair. Moving on, actor Elliot Page is the gift that keeps on giving. He holds back tears, revealing advice he would have given his younger self. Williams says, man up, Elliot, and stop acting like a dramatic woman. Boys don't cry, so don't even try. Being a short trans man is like being an incel man. Soon Elliot will just be as invisible as every other man out there. Am I sensing a detransition in the future once all the attention stops coming his or her way? Number 21, Margot Kaplan, says that being a PDF file is a disorder and not a crime. But to be clear, it's both. It's a mental disorder oftentimes caused by being abused as a child as well as a crime. Anyone trying to decriminalize the act of diddling is probably a diddler themselves. I guess since this was the New York Times, they're now considered an extreme left-wing company. It's not a sexual orientation, it's a disaster. Up next, close to 15,500 people died waiting for healthcare in Canada in 2023 and 24. But remember that in Canada, healthcare is free. Trump says that if Canada joins the United States, our healthcare will be a lot better. In America, you'll go bankrupt after they treat you. In Canada, they won't treat you at all and you might die. At least in America, if you have wealth and decent insurance, you can still be treated without being put in the poorhouse. I suggest going to Eastern Europe for treatment, but that's not medical advice. Number 23 looks like Lily Phillips announces the backdoor challenge. Her plan as of scripting this video hasn't been implemented yet. I wonder if it'll actually happen though by the time I release this. Here's a picture of her behind after the challenge. You know she's probably going to have a permanently open poop chute going forward. She's going to be wearing a diaper for the rest of her life. This is a serious cry for help, and yet I'm amused by her self-destruction. At least her constipation will be permanently solved. Moving on, this wife forces her husband to pay for a $206 woman tax because females have a harder time in life. This guy is a simp extraordinaire, the king of the male feminists. Looks to me like he should take his tax back because she's ugly. Americans went to war over a 3% tax with England, and now guys are paying a woman tax. It's funny how women's suffering under patriarchy is accepted and completely untrue at the same time. Number 25 and the last one, you just know that a single slice of pizza would save Ariana Grande's life at this point. Is that price supposed to be her because it looks kind of fitting and accurate? She's obviously anorexic and she should seek out help immediately. In this day and age, when you combine Ozempic and mental disorders, you have people turning themselves into sleep paralysis demons. For just $3, you can give this pop star critical nutrition in the form of pizza to help her stay alive. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.